The 1950s Hollywood classic movie An American in Paris, starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, and featuring music by George Gershwin, is getting a second life on the stage. The show will play on Broadway next spring, but first it's having its debut in Paris to sold-out audiences and rave reviews. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley attended a performance, and she sent us this postcard.
Parisians are going gaga over An American in Paris. The stage production is such a hit, there's not a seat to be had through the show's closing in January. It's not hard to see why, as the stage comes alive with fabulous dancing and all those great Gershwin tunes. Nicole Fechant and Guy Mai are positively gushing after a show. Oh, it was a total marvel, they say. We could see it again and again. It was so dynamic, so American. Director and choreographer Christopher Wheeldon says creating the show was not about adapting the movie for the stage. The film, he says, was used as a springboard to create a new version. One change, the setting is no longer 1950s Paris, but Paris right after the Nazi occupation.
We felt that in order to make the joyfulness and romance even more potent, that we would place it, you know, really directly after the end of the war, while the city itself is also sort of filling with light and joy and love again.
Wheeldon says there was an exhaustive search for the leads. They weren't looking for Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron. Not only would that have been impossible, he says, but they wanted to discover fresh faces.
And if I lean out really far, I can just about see the Eiffel Tower, but
Leanne Cope leads me to her dressing room, which looks over the Seine River. Cope has taken a sabbatical from the Royal Ballet in London to play the lead female role. She says being in Paris has helped her incarnate the character Lise.
The first day I got here, I woke up very early and I just went for a walk along the Seine. And I found a bench and I was like, okay, this is where Lise and Jerry would have their moment. And I think it's amazing that we came here first, because we're living it here, and that we can cherish that and bring that with us to New York. Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more? The musical is co-produced with Paris's Châtelet Theatre. For the last decade, its director, Jean-Luc Choplin, has made Paris the European venue for major American musicals and created a French appetite for the genre.
We presented this classical Broadway pieces like we would present opera. Extraordinary directors, big orchestras in the pit, great lyric singers. It has proven to be so successful that today when I open An American in Paris, I have sold out the 40 performances.
Gershwin wrote the score for An American in Paris in 1928, inspired by a visit to the French capital. The stage musical has more of his songs and spectacular ballet, tap, and modern dance. Liza, Liza. 27-year-old Robert Fairchild plays Jerry Mulligan, Gene Kelly's character in the movie. Fairchild, who dances with the New York City Ballet, says Kelly was his idol growing up. Playing this role in Paris, he says, is a dream come true.
Getting to sing and dance and act on stage and live this out every night is one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. It is so much fun. I got starlight,
I got sweet dreams. Sentimental. This show brims with the thrill and discovery of being an American in Paris. And the cast says it hopes to bring that spirit to Broadway next March. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.